KNOM Profiles.
The Nome Kennel Club is holding the first ever Equinox sled dog race this weekend in Nome. It will also be the first race event the Kennel Club has held since 2008. Nome Kennel Club President Christy Selesky shares what sparked interest in establishing the 2013 Equinox race.
We haven't had generally a lot of races in the past few years, and some members expressed interest in wanting to get, you know, the mushing scene back up in the community.
Selesky says plans to create the race weren't even decided until the start of this year.
This event was just put on in such a short amount of time. We started planning, I don't think it was even 3 months ago. So we're hoping next year, you know, it'll grow and that more people, you know, in the surrounding area will come out, because it's so expensive to travel to Anchorage and places to do races. So if we can get, you know, the other like rural Alaska mushers to come, and maybe even some Iditarod mushers will stay after Iditarod, since it's only a week later. And we're just hoping that it'll get, you know, bigger and bigger, and we'll go from there, and hopefully we'll have more races in the future.
Selesky says a club member thought of the race name Equinox. It refers to the end of the winter equinox and the fact that the race begins near the first day of spring, with the sun staying longer in the sky. The equinox is targeting local and regional mushers, and all six competitors for this first year are all from Nome. Selesky says the club hopes to encourage mushers to spend more time out on the trail for more than just recreation.
I'm glad to be, you know, getting mushing back out to the community, and hopefully, you know, the community will come out and we'll have lots of spectators and the race will just grow from there.
The stage race will occur over 3 days, beginning today at 4 p.m. There are three legs to the race. The first trail is 15 miles, while Saturday and Sunday's trail lengths are both 29 miles. The mushers will draw starting numbers and leave in 2-minute intervals. They will follow a looped trail east past Gold Hill, with the start and finish at the snow storage facility on Greg Krushek Avenue. Selesky says it should take about 2 to 3 hours for mushers to complete the trail loop. Race rules require mushers have a minimum of 5 dogs, but no more than 12. Prior to the race start today, dogs will be marked on their backs with a dot of spray paint. Selesky says not all the marked dogs have to race each leg. It's up to the mushers if they want to alternate numbers per day. The 2013 race winnings come from a guaranteed $4,500 purse.
We're going to have a prize for like daily winners of the race, and then overall who has the, you know, shortest elapsed time, that'll be the overall winner.
Selesky says many sponsors stepped up to the plate on short notice, including Bering Straits Native Corporation, Sitnasauk, NSHC, NSEDC, and Pro West Construction. Selesky thanks all the volunteers and club members who have helped with race preparations and shares her hopes for the future of the Equinox race.
I just hope that it's a, you know, positive experience to grow from for years to come, and we'll have more volunteers next year and more mushers and just more of everything, and I'm hoping it'll just become a great race we can have annually.
For KNOM Profiles, I'm Margaret DeMaribus.
Profiles is a production of KNOM News and Public Affairs.